thank you to the Good News Community Radio, as well as Sarojini, for allowing me the privilege of sharing my testimony, the dream that became a nightmare, and the goodness and mercy of God. My name is Maud Esther Johns from Berea, Durban. I am married to Dr. Sean Johns, and we have 4 children, a son-in-law, daughter-in-law, and 3 grandchildren. Dr. Sean is the senior pastor of the Family Center in Sydenham, Durban. Together, we are in full-time ministry in the local church. Our ministry extends locally, nationally, and internationally. In December 2020, my daughter Robin and I were scheduled to fly to Cape Town to a wedding where she was going to be bridesmaid. We had planned our time away with sightseeing, visiting family and friends, and enjoying ourselves. We had ourselves tested on the day we were scheduled to fly out of Durban. The results came back negative, so we flew to Cape Town. The next day, the 16th of December, I got really ill. And eventually Robin phoned for the paramedics to take me to hospital. My temperature was 41 degrees, my sugar was 28, and my pressure was very high. The paramedics took me to a hospital, but they wouldn't accept me. So we drove around for a while until they could find a hospital that would accept me. I was eventually accepted at Kingsway Hospital, and they did all the normal COVID protocol testing. I tested positive and was admitted as a COVID positive diabetic patient. I was taken to the intensive care unit. I don't recall much of the first few days after my admission because of all the drips and drugs I was given. I was placed on oxygen to try and stabilize me. Many blood tests, x-rays, CT scans, lung and heart function tests were done. The doctor told me that I had COVID pneumonia and that my lungs had been badly damaged from COVID. Only 40% of my lungs are functioning normally. There were also TB scars on my lungs. Medically, they did everything they could do for me. I thought I would be hospitalized for a few days, but the days went to weeks, then to months. I missed Christmas Day, New Year's Day, to spend with my family. Instead, I lied alone in hospital. I felt like a leper in the Bible, an outcast. In total, I was in the ICU for 64 days before I was discharged. Emotionally and spiritually was another story. Emotionally, I longed to go home. I missed my family, friends, familiar faces. I was depressed. I didn't want to eat. Death was not a threat, but a reality. Death was all around me. I watched people come in, and you never saw them again. Friends and family passed away back home. My niece's baby passed away, which left me so broken. You see, prior to COVID, I had lost my sister, my brother, and nephew, all in a space of 2 years, and I was still grieving their deaths. Spiritually, I am a strong Christian who knows and loves God. My prayer life is strong. I'm an intercessor. I'm involved in inner healing and deliverance ministry. But as I went from day to day, I experienced such intense spiritual attacks against my spirit, mind, soul, and body. I tried praying, but it felt like there was a blockage. I was tormented by fear. Fear of death, fear of failure, anxiety, loss, grief. The Bible says in Proverbs, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. You lie in bed not knowing if you will live. You battling to breathe, wondering what's happening to your loved ones back home. Death becomes an inviting space because it is easier to die than to fight to live. You become so emotionally and physically and spiritually drained and exhausted from fighting. I would listen to worship, sing to myself, pray, try to read the Bible. The only scripture that would give me peace was when Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." I would quote that over and over like I was going mad, but it was the only word that brought comfort. Don't get me wrong, I wasn't defeated. I had and have the assurance that Jesus defeated Satan. But I knew that Satan was doing everything in his power to defeat me, to cause me to surrender to him. I would phone my husband and kids and ask them to pray for me and with me, because I could not handle the torment anymore. They would pray with me and for me. Many people all over the world were praying for me. I would get messages, "We're praying for you." You see, the Holy Spirit convicted me. I didn't complete what God had said I must do. And I didn't do what He told me to do. So I couldn't die, because I would never hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Last year, I had preached 4 messages in church. I thought the messages was for the congregation, but I realized that it was for me. It was because it was my own words that convicted me. The first message was, "I need you to survive." The second message was, "Woman, you are the one." The third message was, "Don't let your faith fail you." And the fourth message was, "Set your house in order so you can see and know how to live and not die." You see, through many prophetic words from different men and women of God, God had told me I need to write a book. I'm Esther because I've come into the kingdom for a time such as this. There are lives I will bring to healing and wholeness through my ministry. In hospital, I had a near-death experience. It was about 2 a.m. and I felt like I was floating. From far, I could hear someone calling my name. "Breathe, Auntie Maudie, breathe." When I opened my eyes, there was a bright light shining on me, and the staff were around my bed tending to me. The sister in charge said my oxygen mask had come off during the night and I wasn't breathing. She said, "I don't know why I came past your bed." Had she not come past, I would have died. I know the Holy Spirit sent her. I knew that my purpose was not to die, but to live. So I asked God, why was I in hospital for such a long time? And He said, "I'm a watchman, to stand in the gap for others." So my whole outlook changed. I began praying for the patients around me to find salvation, healing, and deliverance. By the time I was discharged, the dynamics had changed from having a ward full of patients, not having any extra beds, to only having 7 patients left in the ward. Some had died, but most were just discharged. God proved Himself faithful. On the 18th of February 2021, I was discharged from Kingsway Hospital after 64 days. But I was still on oxygen 24/7 because my sats kept dropping. I have to stay on an oxygen concentrator. I had to remain in Cape Town for nearly a month before I could travel home to regain my strength. We lived with my niece and our family. On the 13th of March, we traveled by car from Cape Town to Durban with oxygen tanks. We had to spend the night in Bloemfontein and continue with our journey the next day. Whilst I was in hospital, I lost 15 kgs. I developed mouth ulcers. I developed shingles from the medication. I have a persistent cough. My hair fell out. My body and face were swollen. I was not allowed to mix with people because of the danger of infection. Our medical costs were over 2 million rand. There were doctors, hospital, radiography, laboratory bills. God has provided, and we are still attending to some of the bills. But many people have sown financially to assist us with some of the expenses. In April, I was admitted to St. Augustine's Hospital in Durban for a week in ICU. The pulmonologist said he has to treat the post-COVID damage to my lungs. In Cape Town, only 40% of my lungs was functional. They did a lung function test at St. Augustine's. It was 55%. And on August the 18th, I did another lung function test, and the result was 63%. Praise God for His healing power. I want to thank God for His mercy and grace over my life. I want to thank my husband and children, who are amazing and so supportive. I thank my immediate family, the Family Center, and friends for your love and support. To all those who have prayed for me and are still praying for me, thank you. I am truly grateful. You see, I am weaning myself off the oxygen. The longest I have stayed off is 3 hours. My hair has started to grow. I have gained weight. And I'm doing things I couldn't do before. The coughing is still there, but it's not as bad as before. Me sharing my testimony without coughing is a miracle in itself. I thank God because He is faithful. I have started doing the things God has told me to do, and that is write my book.